This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. State of emergency remains in force this morning in Tunisia. Its president fled to Saudi Arabia yesterday after a 23-year reign, and troops have filled the streets. Weeks of protests and rioting over high unemployment and corruption have left at least 23 people dead. Eleanor Beardsley joins us from the capital city, Tunis. Eleanor, thanks for being with us.
With pleasure, Scott.
And help us understand what life is like there in Tunis since the departure of President Ben Ali and what people are saying and doing.
Okay, well, you might have expected a large outpouring of joy, but that's not the case. It's very, very tense out there. You have a lot of police, you have tanks out there, and just civilians are going out and walking around, but everyone is tense. You feel that people are not quite ready to say how they feel. I did talk to a couple people, and it seems mixed right now. Some people are very happy. They say we're going to have the democracy we wanted. They're so happy that Ben Ali has fled. But others are fearful because they see that there's been looting and, you know, a lot of stores were burned. The train station was burned last night. And so they fear that there could be a clampdown even harder now. One thing is sure, there are a lot of police out. So it's still very, very tense.
Yesterday, Prime Minister Mohamed Ghannouchi said that he'd temporarily take over for the president. But I gather that now seems to be in doubt. So what's the direction of the leadership of the country?
That's right. Apparently, that would have maybe given the possibility for Ben Ali to come back. What happened is that's not in the Constitution. Now the Speaker of the House, a person called Fouad Mebazaa, is going to take over. And it's in Tunisia's Constitution. There must be elections within 60 days. So I spoke with actually someone who's head of one of the main opposition parties. He's been in Paris for 10 years. He is very excited. He's coming back, he said, Tuesday, and he's going to run to be in the government. He says if there are real and fair elections and they go by our constitution, this is fine. And he says with the Speaker of the House in charge and elections in 60 days, that is completely in line with what they should do with the constitution.
Eleanor, how does this affect the region potentially?
Well, you know, I was reading and it said the last time a leader in the Arab world was chased from power was in 1985 in Sudan. So this time around, there's Al Arabiya, there's Al Jazeera. Everyone has been watching it nonstop on these cable channels. There's actually an Egyptian guy staying in our hotel. And he said, this is big. This is sort of a wake-up call. You know, Arab leaders realize, because a lot of them are also keeping their populations clamped down. There's corruption. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. There's a lot of young people unemployed. So they're nervously watching this, and they know their populations are seeing it. So they are taking heed. I mean, it could be a lesson for them. So people are, you know, for the first time, all the Arab world is watching what's going on in a neighboring country. So they're definitely going to draw some lessons from what happened in Tunisia.
And what should we watch for next?
Well, I spoke to this opposition leader again, and he said what's going on right now, and I felt this, Scott, is the police of Ben Ali are trying to create fear and chaos on the streets with the looting and things. And I was actually interrogated by, he looked like a civilian, but it was one of these young police. They want Ben Ali to come back, which isn't going to happen, but they're trying to sow chaos, to make it look like the country can't live without him, to make it look like thugs overthrew the regime. And so right now, it's really insecure out there on the streets. But what we're looking for next is, you know, the Speaker of the House to probably talk to the nation and for them to set an election date and for the violence to calm down and for people to go about living again. But right now, it's still very tense. People are waiting to see what's going to happen next.
Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis, thanks so much.
Great to be with you, Scott.